You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today on this Friday, May 6th, 2022? And you know who it is. It is the Playmaker Darnell Solins out here in Jacksonville, Florida, bringing you Hoops Talk on the Playmakers Broad Network, where we give you the realest of the realest of sports media, telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are through game twos of the conference semifinals. Series have shifted over to Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Dallas, and San Francisco. Now that we are here, let's talk about some things from the first two games of each series. We're going to preview game threes of these series. First and foremost, let's start off with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. Game one, Milwaukee comes in, dominate the Celtics, 101-89. Giannis did not have his best game, but yet he still dropped the triple-double on the Celtics. Jrue Holiday turned in 25 points with 9 boards and 5 assists. I mean, the shooting roles of Boston was on display, shooting 33.3% from the field, 36% from 3. It was just a dominant performance by the Bucks. But, Boston did respond in game 2, as they should have, as they won game 2, 109-86. Giannis still had a bad game, but this time it wasn't with a triple-double because Jaylen Brown was on a tear. 30 points from Jaylen Brown to go with 6 boards and 6 assists. Tatum dropped in 29 points with 8 assists. And they did it without Marcus Smart. Grant Williams, 21 points off the bench. They made Giannis ineffective. 11 for 27 from the field, 1 for 4 from 3. 28 points, 9 boards, 7 assists. He almost had another triple-double, but everybody else wasn't effective either. Jrue Holiday, 7 for 20 on the field, 19 points. We have a 1-1 tie here, ladies and gentlemen. With game 3 in Milwaukee tomorrow. Should be interesting to watch. 3:30 ABC. I'll get into more on that in a bit. But that's why I wanted to start it. And since I'm starting there, just keep it going in order. Because we're going to head all the way back to the first game of the series of the Golden State Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies. All right. So you had the whole flagrant 2 foul on Draymond Green. I believe it wasn't a flagrant 2. I believe it was a flagrant 1. But they are saying the slap to the face along with the jersey pull added up to fragrant too. That's what they said. I don't like the call. I didn't like it. I still don't like it, but they made the call. That was that Draymond Green's therefore ejected. Klay Thompson has a bad shooting night. Maybe was 6 for 19, 3 for 10 from 3 on the 15 points. Ja Morant gave you 34, 10 and 9. Jerry Jackson gave you 33. And 10. And somehow, some way, the Memphis Grizzlies still lost game 1. Because Jordan Poole decided to bring his pool party to Memphis. 31 points off the bench. Steph Curry gave you 24. Andrew Wiggins gave you 17. 117 and 116. Golden State Warriors stole game 1. Without Draymond Green. But then we get to game 2. Dylan Brooks fouls Gary Payton's second which leads to Gary Payton II having a fractured elbow, which means Gary Payton II is most likely out for the rest of these postseason. By his only likely chance of coming back will probably be in the finals if Golden State gets there, most likely. But he's going to be out for at least for the rest of this month, at the very least. Dylan Brooks gets the flagrant 2 foul. He's ejected from the game. So now it's Memphis' turn to see if they can pull one out without one of their good players. You had Steph Curry giving you 27. Klay Thompson still shooting terribly. 5 for 19 from the field. 2 for 12 from 3. Only 12 points. Andrew Wiggins gave you 16. Draymond Green gave you 10 rebounds, 7 assists with 6 points. Jordan Poole gave you 20. But that man, John Morant, most improved player of the NBA, 8 boards, 8 assists, and a 47 piece from the Warriors. And they needed all 47, by the way. 106 to 101. Yeah, Memphis needed all 47 from Mr. Morant himself. Series tied 1-1 going into Game 3. And Game 3 will be played without Dylan Brooks because he got suspended because of that flagrant 2 foul that he did on Gary Payton II. We're going to talk about that when we get to the previews in that one. All right, that's 2 series down. Let's get to the other 2 series, shall we? Heading over to what took place between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers down in South Beach. That series kicked off on the 2nd on Monday. And Philly had the lead at halftime. But that second half, boy, you were up 1 at half. Then that second half, Miami outscored you 56-41. 56-41 in the second half. To beat you 106-92. I mean, Tobias Harris showed up, 27 points, his board. Tyrese Maxey gave you 19. James Harden, 16 points, 9 boards, and 5 assists. That's it? That's all I get from James Harden? Really? Okay. You got 24 and 12 from Bam Adebayo. You got 15 and 9 from Butler. But it was the Tyler Hero show off the bench. We've been waiting for Tyler Hero game. You had a Duncan Robinson game one of the last series against Atlanta. Jimmy Butler gave you 2 of them against Atlanta. Okay. Mike Strus came out of nowhere and won the game. We was waiting for a Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, but damn it, they both showed up in game one. 25 and 7 off the bench for Tyler Hero. That man showed up. That man was the star of game one, even though Bam Adebayo gave you 24 and 12. Tyler Hero took it in that one. And then we get to game two. That was this past Wednesday. This one would be the Bam Adebayo Jimmy Butler show. Even though Tyrese Maxey gave you 34 points, I mean, Tobias Harris gave you 21. Harden gave you 20 and 9. That's it. That's pretty much all he had. Harris, Maxey, and Harden. I hate to admit it. James Harden did give you 20. Just with 15 shooting. Not his best shooting performance, but hey. But Jimmy Butler, 22 points. His boy, 12 assists. Bam Adebayo, 23 points, 9 boards. Tyler Hill gave you 18 off the bench. Victor Oladipo gave you 19 off the bench. And then again, Miami ran away with the game in the second half. I mean, good gracious. Miami was up, let me see. It was 60-52 at half. It's an 8-point game at half. And then they outscored you in the second half yet again. That is what, 59-51? Yeah, 59-51. They beat you 119-103. Despite Tyrese Maxey getting you 34. Down 0-2 going back to Philly now. For tonight's game. Status on Joel Embiid coming up. Actually, still in question, to be honest. But hey, Miami's going to end this series in probably 5. They just too deep. like, hold on, I'm gonna get back to the Miami series in a bit, cause we got one more series to recap real quick, and that'll be the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. Luka Doncic and company versus Chris Paul, CP3, the Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton and company. Game one, it was a fantastic game. Back and forth, affair. And then, you know, the bottom fell out. 121-114. 45 points from Luka Doncic. It was not enough to get game one. He gave you 12 rebounds and 8 assists as well. Dorian Finney-Smith gave you 15. Dylan Brunson struggled with 13. Max Kleber gave you 19 off the bench. It was just a struggle. And then, you know, Booker, 23-9. CP3, 19. DeAndre Ayton, 25-8. Cam Johnson came off the bench, gave you 17. 1-0 lead for Phoenix, all right. And then game two. Okay, game two. Oh, we see some fight now. Oh, it's finna be a battle. Dallas goes in a halftime leading 60-58, 2-point lead. And then the bottom fell out. And then the bottom really fell out for Dallas. They were outscored 71-49 in the second. Let me say it again. The Phoenix Suns outscored the Dallas Mavericks 71-49. Blew the doors off the Mavericks. They dropped 40 in the fourth quarter. 40! In the fourth quarter. 40-26. 129-109. Ass whooping. Yet again, Luka Doncic, 35 points. 5 boards, 7 assists. Reggie Bullock, 16. Dinwiddie, the only other person scoring double figures with 11. Brunson, 9 points. Smith, 2 points. Powell, 4 points. Cleaver, 9 points. Martin, 9 points. I mean, good gracious. But CP3, 28, 8-6. Devin Booker, 30. Jay Crowder gave you 15. Miles Bridges gave you 11. DeAndre Ayton only gave you 9. It was really Chris Paul and Devin Booker who put the clamps down on the Dallas Mavericks to get. Let's go 40 in the fourth quarter. 40 in the fourth quarter. Good gracious. Oh my God. Now this series shifting to Dallas now. Does Dallas have any answer for them? You know, I just don't know. I really don't. Like, to get beat that bad. To get beat like that is just. That's just ribboning. That's just ribboning right now. Okay? So now we all caught up on what took place in games one and two of these series. Now we're gonna look at tomorrow's game and then we're gonna come back and close it up with today's games. Tomorrow, 3:30 ABC, Boston, Milwaukee, in Milwaukee. I won't be surprised if these two games split too, and maybe they go back to Boston back 2-2, which I believe is gonna happen. Because these two teams, they can go at each other any type of way. First, it was Milwaukee's defense shutting down Boston. Then it was Boston defense shutting down Milwaukee. This is going to be the affair the whole entire series. That's why I got Milwaukee in 7, okay? I got Milwaukee in 7. For the Bucks to win, yes, you got to keep playing the defense that you're playing against Giannis. True that. But guess what? Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown got to keep going for 30 and 40 points. We don't know the half status of Marcus Smart for this game with that shoulder and thigh injury, mostly the thigh. Peyton Pritchard, he's playing, but he's not putting up the numbers. Jay Williams, he put up the numbers, giving you 21. Al Horford's doing his thing on the defensive side, but he's not very effective on the offensive side. At some point in time, you gotta know Grayson Allen gonna hit his shots. That constant hit gonna hit his shots. Drew Holiday ain't gonna struggle like he struggled in game two. Brook Lopez ain't really been involved yet. You know. is Giannis, and they are surrounded by shooters. Shooters have bad games. Star players have bad games. It happens. It's the playoffs. But the tandem of Tatum and Brown have to outdo Giannis every single game. That's just plain facts. And these two, they have a lot of moments when they just try to take over way too soon and don't get teammates involved. Giannis is so smart at this point right now that, yo, I know what y'all finna do to me, but guess what? I'm surrounded by sugar, so you gotta pick your poison. You wanna leave Lopez open from three? He's gonna cash it. You wanna leave Grayson Knight open from three? He's gonna cash it. You wanna leave Drew Holiday open? He's gonna cash it. And this is without Chris Middleton, by the way. Because they had Chris Middleton. Oh, boy. It would be really interesting. But they don't. But I still like Milwaukee in seven, which means they'll be back in Boston to close out the series. But this is going to be a very entertaining series. I am looking forward to this. So, I have them splitting. Now, I'm going to take Milwaukee in game three. Boston wins game four. We're going to head back to Boston 2-2 for game five. That's how I see that going. Now, let's head over to the Bay Area. San Francisco, Golden State, Memphis, series tied 1-1. That'll be the nightcap for tomorrow, 8:30, ABC. Golden State got out of there with a split because Memphis had to win game two. If they would have lost game two, everybody would be looking at John Moran and the Memphis Grizzlies saying, y'all done because y'all not coming back from 0-2 against this team. Now, Klay Thompson, two bad games in a row. Like I said, stars have bad games. Klay Thompson has not been hitting the ball well, but Jordan Poole still is going. Steph Curry still going. No Dylan Brooks for game three. Draymond Green is there. No Gary Payton, so you're losing some defensive presence when it comes to guarding John Morant, but there's nobody that can really guard John Morant. The man just dropped 47 on y'all on the last game. Okay. And he actually went for 30 game one, and that was with Gary Payton in the plan, okay? Here's my issue. Klay Thompson ain't gonna struggle forever. Let's just call it that. As soon as Klay Thompson started knocking down shots, Memphis, you in the hell trouble. Jordan Poole are already going off. Steph Curry still getting his. They just missing Klay Thompson. And once Klay Thompson insert himself into this party, it's over for Memphis. I love Memphis team. I love John Morant. I love Jaren Jackson. I love Brandon Clark, man. I love Brandon Clark's game. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I like Desmond Bane. I like Memphis team. But I said it before. I said it numerous times. And I'm going to say it again. The West had 2 years to prepare for the Golden State Warriors. And so far, Draymond Green gets ejected from game one. Golden State still wins. Klay Thompson has a two back-to-back bad shooting games. Can you leave Memphis with a split anyway? That's not going to keep happening with Klay Thompson. As soon as Klay Thompson start going on, which he will be at home, by the way, for the next two games, it's over. It's a wrap. I'm seeing it right here, right now. I might even sound like Stephen Smith. As soon as Klay Thompson makes his presence known, it's a wrap, okay? That's the only piece missing. Jordan Poole getting his, Steph Curry getting his. As soon as Klay Thompson starts getting his, it's over, because that's a three-headed monster in the backcourt. The Splash Brothers Part 3 is over. I can see Golden State winning both games. This series might end in six. And that's what I'm going with. Golden State in six. Was being ill and in Bay Area. Memphis will win game five and they'll get finished off in the Bay Area. Okay? Golden State is winning games three and four. All right. Now we get to tonight's two games because that's tomorrow's. Let's get to tonight to close it out. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, both games on ESPN starting at 7:00. We heading to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. After Miami Heat, who are up 2-0 in the series, are facing off with the Philadelphia 76ers in game three. As it stands right now, Joel Embiid is out for game three. But word is, if he can get past concussion protocol, and he's comfortable wearing a mask, which he has done before, he might make his presence known in Game 3.
That would be a big help
for the Philadelphia 76ers. Obviously, that is the main man. That's the face of the franchise. That is Joel Embiid, my MVP. But here's the problem. I said this before. I said this number, so I'm going to say it again. Anybody from the Miami Heat can go off. Game 1 against the Hawks, it was Duncan Robinson. Jimmy Butler gave you 2. Victor Oladipo gave you 1. That was your 4 victories right there. Tyler Hill gave you Game 1 in this series. Bam Adebayo has been putting up 20-10 in this series. Jimmy Butler joined the party. Anybody can go off. I just named you like 6-7 different people. Not forget, Matt Stroud went off in a game against the Lindenhawks as well. So that's like 7-8 different players in Miami who can go off. Jimmy Butler, Victor Oladipo, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson. I mean, good gracious. But they too deep. It's ridiculous how deep they are. It's ridiculous how deep they are. So, but a Joel Embiid coming back, it might give Philly 1-2.
Well, he ain't coming back.
James Harden ain't the same James Harden. He can't revert back to the James Harden Houston. He doesn't have the speed. He doesn't have the quickness no more. He can't blow by anybody on the Miami Heat. So what you gonna do? Tyrese Maxey already gave you a 34-point game in a losing effort. Tobias Harris gave you damn near back-to-back 20-point games in a losing efforts. What more do you need from these guys? James Harden got to come up big. But if Joel Embiid comes in, you can get a game or two, which will help. But Miami's taking it serious. I'm just going to call it what it is. I picked Philly to win it. I'm off the bandwagon. I'm off. I'm sorry, Eric. I'm sorry, James. I'm off. Because the fact that you're dealing with a concussion and a right fracture orbital for Joel Embiid, you got to overcome a lot of stuff that's to play. And then when you do play, you got to feel out how comfy you is playing. And then you got to deal with the damn toughness of Miami. It's just too much, man. It's too much of a hill to climb. I think Miami's taking it serious, and it's not going to be interesting or close. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. And then that brings us to the final one. Phoenix Suns traveling to Dallas, Texas to take on the Mavericks. In a series that's also 2-0 in favor of the number one seed. Oh boy. Luka. He dropped 45 in game 1? 35 in game 2. So he's averaging about 35 a game? Which is like ridiculous. But he's going like that. He's averaging 40 in this series. And yet, he took 2 L's. You know why? Jalen Brunson can't get off. Spencer Dinwiddie can't get off. Bullock gave you 16 in one of the games. Dorian Finney-Smith gave you about 19 in one of the games. Dude. We only gave you 2 because of Luka. That's the only reason why they gave you 2. But everybody knows and understands. Y'all not beating Phoenix. The same way I talk about Miami, the same way I can talk about Phoenix. Well, who you want? CP3 to get you? You want Devin Booker to get you? You want DeAndre Ayton to get you? Hey, you want Cam Johnson to drop about good 17 on you? You want Jay Crowder to get you about 19 on you? Hey, you want Miles Bridges to get you 15 to 19? I mean, pick your poison. I mean, good gracious. You're not beating Phoenix. I mean, we were being respectful to Luka Doncic by saying that he's serious with those 6. We were being respectful by saying Luka was going to get you 2. But in all reality, we all know Phoenix is not losing to the goddamn Mavericks. Now, Bear Man, my buddy, I know you're probably listening, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but we all know what's going to happen. There's nobody on the Mavericks that can stop Chris Paul. There's nobody on the Mavericks that can stop Devin Booker. If you really think about it, there's nobody on Dallas that can really stop DeAndre Ayton if he has to play his game every goddamn night. You playing against a team that you don't have no answer for three guys. The only person that the Mavs got is basically Luka Doncic. No, if Spencer Dinwiddie wants to come back into the Brooklyn Nets, Spencer Dinwiddie, that'll be very helpful for Luka. You know the guy that can get you 20 a night, you know? 20 and 6 a night with 6 assists, that guy. Is that guy still around in Spencer Dinwiddie? Is that guy still around? What about Jalen Brunson? Because you bust the Utah Jazz ass. Oh, let me give you 40 here. Let me give you 30 there. Oh, let me give you another 20 piece here. Where's that guy at? That guy hasn't showed up in this series. That would be very helpful for Luka Doncic. But, you know, even with that, y'all not beating me. Let's just call it what it is. I wouldn't be surprised if this ends in a sweep, okay? I wouldn't be surprised if they walk in the Dallas and say, guess what, we blew the doors off y'all in the fourth quarter. Y'all have no answer for us. We just go ahead and get this over with right here, right now, and just take our chill, okay? I picked Phoenix in 6. I doubt it will go 6 at this point in time. It may go 5. Either way, Phoenix is winning this, and it's not going to be a problem, all right? Shout out to the Phoenix Suns going to the Western Conference Finals. Book it right now. All right. That's it. That's all, man. That's all I got. Thank you for tuning in on today. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your basketball. Because by the time this weekend ends, I'm guaranteeing somebody will be in the Conference Finals. Book it. That's the playmaker. I'm out of here. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoops Talks come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast. So let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Darnell Solomon, signing off.